George, tell me about your round.
Well, I played with Bill Russell, who is a legend in this area. And Ethel invited me. I call her Ethel because now I can. But I never imagined myself playing in Hyannisport or being on Cape Cod. I thought the closest I would get would be the Dream, you know, double Cape Cods. But it has been a great day. And I just told Ethel that I will be back every year. It's fantastic here. I love it.
It's so laid back, and it's such a family atmosphere here.
You know, it's almost, if you were, let's say, gender specific. You know, I'm from L.A. This is a big Boston area. It's almost like if I had to hide my genitalia because I'm a Laker fan, that I didn't want.
Seriously.
I had nobody. I don't want anybody to know. So I almost had to tuck it today. But I love it though. It is. And you know what John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy and the family, the Kennedy family. It is American royalty. And as a Mexican American, you know, my grandmother and grandfather were huge supporters of the Kennedys, as well as all the Latinos because of Catholic and hard. Working and family values and things. And, my grandmother and grandfather, neither of them are alive, but if they were, they'd be very proud of me today to be here with Ethel and everybody.
Well, you know, they're probably your angels looking down on you going, yay, George!
If they were my angels, they wouldn't have let me four putt on 16.
You guys had a foursome. Who else did you play with?
I played with this guy, Henry, from the Discovery Channel, and Bill Russell, and a buddy of mine that I brought from Los Angeles.
Do you have a golf charity foundation as well?
I do. I have a great foundation, the Lopez Foundation. You know, my wife and I established this foundation, and, you know, I'm a transplant recipient, kidney. So we just raise awareness of people staying in good shape and good health and organ donation, and it's been going very well.
When you had your transplant, was it life or death type of thing?
Well, if I didn't have it, I would have not. It would have been very difficult, yeah. So the fact that I was able to be healthy, really for the first time in my life, the last 5.5 years, because I had it as a child, so it went undetected. But I'm able to live healthy. Nice.
So it helped out your golf game, being healthy, too. I mean,
absolutely.
It's all about the golf.
The schnapps didn't hurt. Somehow, if alcohol has a peppermint flavor, it's not as bad for you.
Your late-night show. Lopez Tonight, how's that going?
My late night show is doing great, and Conan O'Brien joins me November 8th at 11 o'clock. And then it'll be a block of Conan and then myself. And hopefully that'll be a combination that'll last for a long, long time.
I like Conan. And Conan's wife's name is Liza. My name's Liza. Yeah. There's not many Lizas in the world, I'll tell you that.
There's just Liza Minnelli and then you two.
Yeah, that's all that matters,
that's
George.
That's all we need. That was
right. Who would be, you know, a golfer that you'd like to golf with? I know that, say, on Entourage, they had Phil Mickelson.
Yeah. I'd like to play around with Bill Murray. We always play at the same tournaments, but never together. So I'd love to play with Bill Murray.
He seems like a funny guy out there on the course.
I'm a huge fan, and he's great. He's great for the game of golf, and I'm a huge fan, but we never play together, so I'd love to play together. Next year.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking.
Yes, thank you, Liza.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Beautiful.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.